In 2022, rural areas saw rates of homelessness increase faster than in urban parts of the U.S., including in Indiana. Since then, rural areas have continued to match or outpace urban areas. Rural areas are often under-resourced, leaving people with fewer options. But places like the Bedford Warming Shelter are trying to meet the demand. WFIU's Ben Taboutier reports.
Volunteers and guests at the Bedford Men's Shelter grab breakfast and talk over coffee.
The hash brown casserole.
The shelter offers food, laundry, showers, and case management. Overnight stays started this month and will go until April, a month longer than previous winters. David Manzenberger is here to shower, which he does most weekdays. His housing fell through last year when his job switched from hourly to commissioned pay. He then moved into a tent with his dogs.
I was actually kind of happy there at the time until it got really cold. And my dogs, and from the tent time, from March till October, I worked and lived out of a tent.
He moved into a hotel briefly.
And then I got that garage.
The garage he's staying in doesn't have running water, but he's working on repairing the pipes. Manzenberger is from Lawrence County. He says the shelter's services have a wide reach.
It serves, like I said, the semi-homeless from where maybe they just don't have water to they don't have electricity to they just they're staying with family. They might be disabled. They might need mental health care.
Some of the situations he described, not having water or electricity, staying with friends, meet the federal definition of homelessness. Indiana's point-in-time count in 2019 reported 8 people experiencing homelessness in Lawrence County. This year's count reported 45 people.
I think it's much higher, because I probably know 20 people that just come here.
Bedford's Warming Shelter is in Lawrence County. It's one of the last shelter resources before Jeffersonville, which is more than 70 miles away.
I would say that the numbers are really not giving a true picture of homelessness in rural counties like ours.
Heather Flynn runs the Bedford Warming Shelter.
Lawrence County, like most of the counties in Indiana, it's a big swath of land, and there's just no telling how many people are out there.
The shelter moved to its current location 3 years ago. Since the move, Flynn has focused on getting people housed.
So that first year we had 68 different people, and I believe we got 27 of them into housing that season.
Flynn says they've placed 100 people in housing in the last 3 years. But even before, the need was there. Lawrence County's housing supply is aging, with about 20% built before 1940. And as of 2022, the county had about 600 fewer vacant and available homes than in 2013. According to HUD, homelessness in rural and urban areas both increased by 13% from 2022 to 2023. Despite this, Greene and Owen counties reported no people experiencing homelessness this year. Mary Morgan is the director of Heading Home in South Central Indiana. Her organization launched in 2021 to address housing barriers in South Central Indiana. Currently, work is focused on Monroe, Lawrence, and Morgan counties.
Because they have some resources there and some services and some willing partners. And so we're really trying to strengthen the resources in those counties and then build out from there.
Heading Home published a report on homelessness in Lawrence County this year, evaluating the demand for utility payment assistance and the school district's count of students experiencing homelessness. A housing task force, which includes Flynn and Lawrence County trustees, started as a way to address issues identified in Heading Home's report. Morgan says South Central Indiana needs local developers to build housing on a smaller scale. Without the Bedford shelter, Manzenberger says he would have to heat up water on a wooden stove and would only be able to make microwave-prepared food.
When you experience some kind of lack of something, then you realize how important it is, just like being able to take showers.
The 2024 point-in-time count shows the number of people experiencing homelessness increased across all continuum of care categories and shelter statuses. Rural areas in the U.S. had the highest increase of chronic and unsheltered homelessness. For WFIU News, I'm Ben Taboutier.
Bedford has another shelter that works with Heading Home, Becky's Place, which services women and children. This year, HUD issued the first of its kind federal aid package to address homelessness in rural areas.